Greetings once again, pilgrims. This is your Sabbath day, a gift from God. And all God asks of you is to keep it holy. So how are you going to do that today? You're going to invite God into every part of your day today to take time to just sit and be with God, to be quiet, to be still, to know God on this special, special day. And then, when you do that, then do it every other day. And your whole life becomes like a Sabbath to the Lord. Amen. Well, welcome. We're home in the broadcasting studios located in Arthur, Illinois, at the parsonage of Vine Street Christian Church. Just concluded a wonderful worship service today. I hope you were either there or saw it on Facebook Live or catch the recording. We'll probably be sending out tomorrow. Very good service today. Very spirit-filled and spirit-led. But we've got other matters of importance today, of great meaning, and it's episode 11 of the Book of Esther, our dynamic duo daily series of Esther and Daniel, and we're already up to episode 11. In order to prepare for this, we've brought in the monks singing the rosary today in the great tradition of the Roman Catholic Church. And we've got the cinnamon cider candle going. And today, very special for the Sabbath, the vanilla chai, a gift of my son Jackson, making it extra special. Episode 11. Well, remember episode 10. The tables were turned between the Jews, and now they are an exalted people, celebrating with great joy, declaring a public festival and holiday. And even many of the people who weren't Jews are becoming Jews. Why? For they feared what the Jews might do to them. And now we are at episode 11. It's chapter 9 of the Book of Esther, the first 19 verses. Verses 1 through 19, entitled The Victory of the Jews. So, on March 7th, that's right, March 7th, the two decrees of the king were put into effect. On that day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to destroy them, but quite the opposite happened. The Jews gathered in their cities throughout all the king's provinces to defend themselves against anyone who might try to harm them. But no one could make a stand against them, for everyone was afraid of them. And all the commanders of the provinces, the princes, the governors, and the royal officials helped the Jews for fear of Mordecai. For Mordecai had been promoted in the king's palace, and his fame spread throughout all the provinces as he became more and more powerful. But the Jews went ahead on the appointed day and struck down their enemies with the sword. They killed and annihilated their enemies and did as they pleased with those who hated them. They killed 500 people in the fortress of Susa. They also killed Parshandatha, Dalphon, Aspatha, Paratha, Adalia, Eridatha, Parmashta, Arise, Aride, and Vezatha, the 10 sons of Haman, son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews. But they did not take any plunder. That evening, when the king was informed of the number of people killed in the fortress of Susa, he called for Queen Esther and said, "The Jews have killed 500 people in the fortress of Susa alone, and also Haman's 10 sons. If they have done that here, what has happened in the rest of the provinces? But now, what more do you want? It will be granted to you. Tell me, and I will do it." And Esther said, "If it please your majesty, give the Jews in Susa permission to do again tomorrow as they have done today, and have the bodies of Haman's 10 sons hung from the gallows." So the king agreed, and the decree was announced in Susa. They also hung the bodies of Haman's 10 sons from the gallows. Then, as the Jews at Susa gathered together on March 8th, they killed 300 more people, though again they took no plunder. Meanwhile, the other Jews throughout the king's provinces had gathered together to defend their lives. They gained relief from all their enemies, killing 75,000 of those who hated them. But they did not take any plunder. Throughout the provinces, this was done on March 7th. Then on the following day, they rested, celebrating their victory with a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews at Susa continued killing their enemies on the second day also, and then rested on the third day, making that their day of feasting and gladness. So, to this day, rural Jews living in unwalled villages celebrate an annual festival and holiday in late winter, when they rejoice and send gifts to each other. And that concludes episode 11, bringing everything right up to date. Our closing devotion today is a prayer written by the Bible scholar, Old Testament scholar, great teacher, and awesome writer, Walter Brueggemann, from his book, Prayers for a Privileged People. This prayer is called Pondering the Small Ways. So let's pause a moment and still ourselves, quiet our soul, and listen to the words of this prayer. O God, we ponder you in your greatness. We bless you in your wonders of creation. We magnify you for your miracles of deliverance. We relish the news of your gift of newness given us in Jesus of Nazareth. We make our doxology as large as we can in order to match your massive presence in the world. But then, in slow times and in lesser venues, we know you to be the God of small things. One widow and one orphan, one touch of healing, one lunch turned to much food, one small temple for a small people in a small city, and one small scroll to power the small city. On good days, we are among those who do not occupy ourselves with things too great and too marvelous. It is enough that short of glory and magnificence, you hang in to make small places your venue for governance. And we are grateful for your tidbits that bespeak life among us. Amen. Well, hope you enjoyed today's session. We'll be back again tomorrow with episode 12 as we walk through the book of Esther and get closer and closer to the end. Today's your Sabbath. Enjoy the presence of God. Keep Him with you at all times and see what mysteries and miracles He has in store. Amen.